This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Kevin Gogan, who is the director of school health programs in the San Francisco Unified School District. Kevin, this is something that a lot of kids have told you that it's important.
Exactly. So we're talking about the San Francisco Wellness Initiative, and it goes all the way back to the year 2000, when students at a survey in town here said that they wanted mental health and nursing services at school. And so we listened to them. We've collaborated now for all these years with the Department of Public Health, the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, and SFUSD to provide a broad array of services at 18 of our schools.
So when kids say they want mental health services, what are the issues that's challenging them? And why would they say, hey, guys, give this to us?
Well, I mean, our students come to us with a broad array of challenges and successes. And school health programs has always said that we want our students safe and healthy and ready to learn. And so they need a place to talk about what it is like to be a teenager now. And that's what we do.
So are we talking about conflicts the teenagers have? Are we talking about maybe something that's happening at the home that they're having to deal with? What's that broad array?
The quickest answer to your question is yes. We talk about all that. We talk about dating issues. We talk about conflicts with friends. We talk about challenges with school, family challenges, community violence, you name it, and we have it. Sexual health services, substance abuse services, all those services are available to our students through the wellness programs.
So if I'm a student at one of our high schools, and you have it at 18 schools?
18
schools, and I feel sort of out of sorts, how do I know that there is a safe place to go?
We have signs up all over schools. Also, we have a leadership opportunity for students called our Youth Outreach Worker Program. So students are going into classrooms on a regular basis to remind students of what services are available in wellness. So students know where to go. And if they're not comfortable going in and saying, I want an appointment to talk to someone, they can walk in, they can see and meet the community health outreach worker, maybe offer a quiet place to sit down for a second, sometimes a cup of tea, where there can also be a quick assessment, just like, you know, you need to go back to class, you don't have a pass, or why don't you sit here for a minute, you do have a pass, so we're going to get you in to talk to someone because something's going on.
So there must be an array of sort of how urgent is the issue. And so if a child just feels a little out of sorts and wants to talk to someone, they can come in and talk. But what happens when you have a situation where, you know, it's highly urgent?
If it's highly urgent and the student needs to see someone, we obviously never leave that student alone. Most of our wellness programs do have a crisis counselor of the day who is on duty and will move an appointment that's existing or just be available to work with that student and then to assess for what needs to be done.
So as you're talking with these kids, are there patterns that are emerging that you're seeing among teenagers here in San Francisco?
Well, I think the patterns for our teenagers are similar to patterns you'd find in any urban city where we have gentrification, we're in a small space with a lot of people, and our children bring all of that to us.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW, and joining me is Kevin Gogan, who is the director of school health programs here in San Francisco. So you have wellness programs, and you also have something called nursing services.
Nursing services are part of our wellness programs, and we have a team. Wellness is about our team of experts who provide the service. It includes a social workers coordinator, community health outreach worker, school district nurse. We also have a mental health specialist. So that would be the full team. And then we work with a number of city agencies to augment those services so that our services really do meet the needs in terms of language or cultural needs of the students who come into our programs.
So how many kids have access to something like this?
Well, if we look at our numbers from last year, close to 60% of the students at those 18 sites accessed some form of service. Now, that could be as quick as walking in and talking to a nurse because there was an ache and a pain, picking up and having a conversation with a nurse around sexual health concerns, talking to a counselor once, or it could be someone who's coming in for a series of sessions, talking to one of our therapists about something more in depth.
So lots of times kids have to struggle with, things that they just don't know enough about. So tobacco use, alcohol use, sexual conduct. Mm-hmm. What are some of the sort of themes that you help kids with?
Well, I think you just named three of the themes that are affecting our youth. And all those aspects are part of where they are in their development. They're trying to figure out how they are, and part of the conversations that they're having, whether it be with the social worker, the nurse, the mental health specialist, is that we're helping them define what is a safe way to be for them so that they can continue successfully academically.
So when you talk about safety,
yes,
and you have kids who are struggling with these kinds of things, what are some of the things that you say, here are some suggestions. I know that you're struggling, but here are some things to think about.
Well, I think some of the things that we're, if we look at what is most important, I think, for so many of our young people is to feel heard and to feel respected and to be understood. And that's what we do. So in that process, it's going to vary for every student. Every series, we don't necessarily offer suggestions, but we let them generate ways that they can be successful. Because again, we realize that if we can alleviate some of the anxiety or the stress that our young people are feeling, they're going to be able to focus on what's important, which is their academic progress.
So it's a real difference between telling kids how to act,
yes,
and being a safe place for kids to reveal what their concerns are.
Very important. Our services are non-judgmental. Our job is not to tell someone what to do, but to help them realize what the right path is for them. Absolutely.
So if I'm a parent and I see my child is struggling a little bit and I just, I don't know what to do, what kinds of things can you point to?
Well, a parent can always call and refer their child to the wellness program. A parent can call and consult with someone on the wellness staff about their child. We welcome that. Also, parents have access to academic counselors at school sites as well, and that's very important that that those relationships are built on our high schools as well.
So I'm a parent and I say, I'm watching and there's something really troubling my child, and my child isn't opening up to me. Do they just call the principal? What do they do?
Well, every high school, you can go to sfwellness.org, and you can find which high schools have wellness programs, or you can find the wellness program for the particular high school, and you can make a direct referral that way. There's a phone number, an email. You can also just ask your child, have you ever thought of talking to someone at wellness? Part of what we hope in terms of communication is we would want our young people to be able to communicate with their adults at home as well. So that may be a good way to start. I'm seeing something I don't like. I'm seeing something that's worrying me as your parent. I'm wondering if you've thought about talking to someone about that. Have you thought of going to wellness?
So, Kevin, you've been doing this for, quite a while. And I always am so impressed by people who are working in our schools who are devoting their time to the wellness, the health, the safety, the nurturing of students. So why do you do it?
Well, I don't know how anyone couldn't do it if they were offered the opportunity. We have such rich opportunity here with our young people in San Francisco. And we've always said that wellness saves lives. And if I go back to some of when we were smaller and building the program, and I look at some of the hands-on interventions that I was able to be a part of with young people who had challenges, and they overcame them and they became successful. They graduated, they've gone on to college. It only would make me want to do more.
So I'd really like to thank Kevin Gogan, who is the Director of School Health Programs in the San Francisco Unified School District, talking about how the school district helps youngsters who are struggling with an array of issues and has an open door and someone to hear and listen and to provide a helping hand. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.